And former child actor Melissa Gilbert is running for Congress. In VR Sam Sanders' report, she's the latest in a long line of celebrities turned politicians.
Gilbert's running as a Democrat in Michigan's 8th congressional district against first-term Republican Mike Bishop. It's a competitive seat. President Obama won it in 08, but Republican Mitt Romney did in 2012. You might know Gilbert as Laura Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie. Little Laura grew up on America's TV screens in the 70s and 80s, from childhood to parenthood.
Laura, what are you doing?
You're not going to believe it!
What?
I'm going to have a baby!
A baby?
Woohoo!
Gilbert could join a long list. There's Cooter from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Praise Cooter coming at you. Anybody home on the Hazzard net?
Real name, Ben Jones. He served 2 terms in Congress from Georgia's 4th District. And there's this guy.
I got you, babe.
Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher fame. Bono was mayor of Palm Springs, California, and a longtime House member. Nathan Gonzalez is the editor of the Rothenberg and Gonzalez Political Report. And he says Gilbert might have a tough time.
If we were to look at any candidate in the country and say, okay, this person just moved there 2 years ago, they have over $300,000 in tax problems, we would normally dismiss that type of candidate.
Yeah, Gilbert isn't actually from Michigan, but her husband is, and she does owe more than $360,000 in back taxes. Once you run, the political scrutiny can be tough. And Gonzalez says Gilbert's star power isn't all that.
Little House on the Prairie, it's been decades since this show has been on.
But Laura Bergtholdt says it can be done. She works for an advocacy firm called Rally and has helped a lot of celebrities working in politics.
Good politicians are good communicators, and maybe a leg up that actors have is the ability to communicate to the voters.
Bergtholdt admits it's a different type of communication.
It's a different thing to communicate your policy proposals than it is to read a script.
Melissa Gilbert wouldn't talk to us, but we did hear from Matt Thornton, a spokesman for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee.
To those who say actors have no business running for office, what do you say to that?
Ask Ronald Reagan how that worked out.
Before he was president, one of Reagan's first forays into politics was his stint as president of the Screen Actors Guild. Melissa Gilbert, as it turns out, has served as SAG president as well. Sam Sanders, NPR News.